欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike， 杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要跟着电脑达人学学怎么自己修电脑。
No problem, I know everything about computers. What's the problem?
聊聊怎么用合适的方法炒别人的鱿鱼。
We mean we are terminating your employment here.
还要告诉你怎么说料事如神。
Fixing computers? Sounds like you need a professional. It just so happens that I know a guy who is quite handy with computers. Me.
Well, I thought people good with computers usually have a high IQ. 好了好了，不开玩笑了。我们言归正传，赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
See something coming. See is spelled S-E-E, and coming, C-O-M-I-N-G. See something coming.
See something coming 是预料到某事会发生。
I wasn't surprised when the company closed down. You could see it coming.
公司关门我并不吃惊，这是意料之中的事。研究发现，美国的二氧化碳排放量降到了近20年来的最低点。
Many of the world's leading climate scientists did not see the drop coming.
大部分权威气象学家都没有料到会出现这种情况。
After last year's dry winter, forecasters see big snows coming to cities from New York to Washington, D.C.
继去年干燥的冬天之后，天气人员预测今年冬天大雪会席卷从纽约到华盛顿的多座城市。好的，今天我们学习的词是
See something coming.See something coming. See something coming.
Okay, so Mike, how was the party last weekend? Did you meet anyone interesting? Did you meet the future Mrs. Bung?
Well, you know what? Actually, I found this totally cool, cute...
什么什么什么快说啊
Dog. Oh my gosh. It's a basset hound, and he was so...Friendly.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, it's probably because you're not the sharpest tool in the shed.
You'd better watch out. You're about to be on the firing line. You do understand that I know Kung Fu, right?
Really? What style? But you did just mention a really good term, on the firing line. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and find out what it means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第985讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
最近我们的一个制片人制作的短片引起了轩然大波，短片讲的是环境保护问题，而其中一位科学家认为全球变暖只是一个噱头，这种说法马上引起了其他很多科学家和公众的不满，很多人表示了对这个观点的反对，制片人也被批评报道偏颇不够严谨。他的处境让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
On the firing line. Firing is spelled F-I-R-I-N-G. And line, L-I-N-E. Line. On the firing line. On the firing line.
Firing line 是射击线、开火线的意思。那么On the firing line, 在火线上引申出来意思就是处于容易被攻击的位置。就像上面提到的例子里。
The producer of the show ended up on the firing line for presenting only one side of the argument.
制片人因为只介绍了对全球气候变暖的一种看法而受到了批评。在下面的例子里，一系列的问题食品带来了公众恐慌。我们来听一听。
Last month,There was a terrible outbreak of people getting sick from contaminated spinach. Some Americans even died. Not long before, a similar incident happened with peanut butter. That's why the public became very angry at government officials. They'll probably remain on the firing line until citizens can be assured of the safety of our food.
这段话是说，上个月出现了一轮公众因食用受污染的菠菜而患病的事件。这些蔬菜甚至导致有些人死亡。不久前，市面上还出现过有问题的花生酱，这激起了公众对政府官员的愤怒情绪。 在市民们重新对食品安全感到放心之前，这些政府官员可能会一直是大家批评的对象。
食品安全可不是小问题，政府确实应该对这种问题负责。想起我租的公寓，租赁办公室一直在提高租金，在租户会议上。
They were clearly on the firing line. They were grilled about why the renters had to pay more.
他们显然变成了租户的众矢之的，人们纷纷质问为什么要没完没了地上涨租金。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Last month, there was a terrible outbreak of people getting sick from contaminated spinach. Some Americans even died. Not long before, a similar incident happened with peanut butter. That's why the public became very angry at government officials. They'll probably remain on the firing line until citizens can be assured of the safety of our food.
一般在中国家庭里，财政大权都掌握在妻子手里。其实很多美国家庭也一样。下面例子里的这个人就要讲讲他妻子是怎么控制家庭预算、降低生活开支的。咱们一起来听一听。
My wife controls the budget in the house. She says we have to cut down on spending. That means buying new clothing, going out to restaurants, and taking a summer vacation are all on the firing line now.She's against any purchases until there's enough money to pay for them.
大家注意 ,on the firing line 可以用来形容人的情况，也可以用来形容事。形容事的时候，意思就是可能被取消。比如说
,Because of the huge tax bill, my plan to purchase the new iPad is on the firing line.
因为得交好多税，买最新版 iPad 的计划可能泡汤了。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My wife controls the budget in the house. She says we have to cut down on spending. That means buying new clothing, going out to restaurants, and taking a summer vacation are all on the firing line now. She's against any purchases until there's enough money to pay for them.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 on the firing line， 意思是处于被攻击的位置。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。Speaking of which, my old computer is on the firing line.
Wait.What's wrong with your old computer?
My Mac is super slow now. It takes about 3 minutes to just start it and always freezes in the middle of a show.
You know what? You should just consult me. I'm a computer expert. Maybe I can even offer you a discount on my consulting fee if you agree to cook me some Chinese food.
好的，观众朋友，我们可以直接忽略麦克了。
What?
今天的美语三级跳里，我们就要跟着电脑达人去诊断一下电脑问题，一块来听吧。
美语三级跳，各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电脑单元的初级课程。Chloe 的电脑出了点毛病，她打电话给朋友 Matt， 让他帮忙看看。
That's right, Winnie. Isn't it good to have friends who understand computers?
那可不，有电脑达人当朋友，真不错。
Hi, Matt. Thanks for coming over to help me fix my computer.
No problem. I know everything about computers. What's the problem?
I can't surf the internet. What do you think the problem is?
Well, it could be a software problem, or it could be a hardware problem.
Matt 说，只要是有关电脑的东西，没有他不懂的。哇哦，口气还真大呢。希望他不是吹牛。
Well, we will see. Winnie, what is wrong with Chloe's computer?
他说他不能 surf the internet. Professor Bowman, surf 不是冲浪的意思吗？
Yes, but you can also use it to talk about browsing the internet. For example, I spend 3 hours every day surfing the internet.
我明白了， surf the internet 就是上网。Matt 说 Chloe 的电脑不能上网。这不是 hardware problem, 硬件的问题，就是 software problem, 软件的问题。
That's right. Let's see if Matt can help fix the computer.
Well, let's just see if the computer can turn on. Here, I'll just press the power button.
Matt, that's not my computer. That's my TV.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Where is your computer?
My computer is over on the desk. See? It is turned on, but when I tried to open the browser, there is no connection to the internet.
这个 Matt 怎么连电脑和电视都分不清啊？他说开电脑，却伸手去按 TV 的 power button, 电视开关。
He doesn't sound like a computer expert at all.
那可不。不过 Professor, Chloe 说他想打开 browser 的时候没法连接网络。Browser 就是上网用的浏览器吧。
Correct. You can also say you opened a browser window.
Open a browser window 就是打开一个浏览窗口。我倒真想看看 Matt 是不是真懂电脑呢。
Have you tried restarting your computer?
Of course I tried restarting my computer. That was the first thing I did.
Really? Well, if that didn't work, I don't know what to do.
That's your only idea? You said you know everything about computers. I should have just called technical support.
Well, restarting the computer always works for me.
我猜的没错。Matt 唯一的办法就是 restart the computer, 重新启动电脑。这谁不会啊？对了，重启动电脑是不是也可以说 reboot the computer?
That's right. Restart and reboot mean the same thing.
看来啊 ,Chloe 对 Matt 很失望，觉得自己还不如打电话给电脑公司的 technical support, 技术服务部门呢。
Matt has one more idea to fix the computer. Let's listen.
Wait, I know how to fix the problem.
Great, what should we do?
We should contact the internet company to see if their service is down. Let's log on to their website to find their phone number.
Matt, the internet isn't working. How can we log on to the website?
Oh, yeah.
So, Winnie, what is Matt's solution for fixing the computer?
他呀，出馊主意说，去网络公司的网站找他们的联络电话，然后打过去问问是不是网络出问题了。
Exactly.But that's impossible because the internet is down.
就是啊 ,Chloe 的问题就是不能上网。Matt 却要上网查东西，这不是瞎出主意吗？哎，对了 ,Professor, Chloe 说 ,internet is down, 就是说网坏了吧。
Yes. For example, you can say, I couldn't go to work today because the subway is down. You can also say that your email or phone service is down.
我明白了。希望 Chloe 不是因为什么急事需要上网，要不然都让这个假行家 Matt 给耽误了。
Well, let's listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me.
Yolette Chloe can't surf the internet, 上不了网，请了他的好朋友 Matt 来帮他看看。Matt 说这不是 hardware problem, 硬件问题，就是 software problem, 软件问题。Matt 让他 reboot the computer, 重启电脑，然后就没招了。这个 Matt根本就是个水货嘛。
Yeah, not everyone has the same level of expertise as I have. Seriously, though. People who pretend to know things just irritate me. I knew this guy in college. He looked great on paper. But he constantly got fired after being hired for just 2 to 3 months. It turns out the only real skill he had was to interview well and brag about himself on his resume.
Yep, 不懂装懂最烦人了。不过啊，虽然被炒鱿鱼是很惨，炒别人的鱿鱼呢，其实也不容易。今天的 Business Etiquette 里，部门经理 Paul 就得去开除一名雇员。这不，他正在跟同事讨论该怎么办，咱们一块儿去听听吧。
礼节美语。
部门经理 Paul Chen 和他的上司 Sue Kramer 讨论要开除一名雇员。
Sue, I really need your help with this one.
Oh, what's the problem?
I've been asked to fire Tom Smith.
Oh, yeah. Firing someone is hard. I've had to do it many times.
I hate it. It's probably the worst part of my job as a manager.
But it has to be done, and somebody's got to do it. In this case, you.
Paul 要解雇 Tom Smith, 问 Sue 该怎么做。Sue 告诉他说，开除手下确实是一件头痛的事情，但是
Somebody's got to do it.
总是要有人去做。
I know, I just want some advice on how to do this properly.
Well, let's review Tom's case, shall we? First question, have you given him fair warning?
I believe so. I spoke to Tom in March and in May. I informed him that he was on probation.
Okay, so he knows he's on thin ice. So this action isn't going to be a complete surprise to him, right?
No, he should understand by now that the company is not really happy with his performance.
Paul 说他事先警告过 Tom。
I informed him he was on probation.
On probation 意思是留职查看。换句话说
He knows he's on thin ice.
On thin ice, 如履薄冰。在这里的意思就是他知道公司对他的表现不满意，知道自己可能会丢掉饭碗。
I think you should simply give Tom a list of behaviors the company has found unacceptable and then fire him.You can't allow him to drag you into an argument or debate. In this case, you are merely the messenger, and it's really not personal.
And if he promises to change and do better?
You have to firmly but politely let him know that the time for improvement has passed.
Sue 建议可以列举出 Tom 种种令人不满的表现，然后告诉他他被解雇了，而且不给他争辩的机会。
You can't allow him to drag you into an argument or debate.
因为 Paul 只是传达上级的决定。
You are merely the messenger.
你只不过是个传信的。
It's not personal.
不是针对个人，只是公事公办而已。如果 Tom 保证改过自新呢？ Sue 建议要
firmly but politely.
既坚定又客气地告诉他没有机会了。
Are you planning on asking him to sign a release form?
Yes, the policy is if you voluntarily sign a paper accepting your termination, you get 6 weeks of severance pay. Otherwise, if you wish to challenge the decision, you get just 2 weeks.
Okay, good. So go ahead and call him in. Remember, keep it simple. Inform him of the decision and tell him why, then explain the severance deal.
Okay, here goes. Kathy, please ask Tom to come in. Thanks.
最后提醒 Paul 要
keep it simple，
越简洁越好。
Paul 解释说，他已经告诉 Tom he was on probation， 留职查看。He knows he's on thin ice， 如履薄冰。Sue 说，解雇他的时候要 keep it simple， 越简洁越好，让他知道这是上级的意思。You are merely the messenger.你只是传信儿的。最重要的是 ,you can't allow him to drag you into an argument or debate, 不给他争辩的机会。
That's why I think I can never be a manager.
Why?
It's awful to have to fire somebody and take away their livelihood. I just don't think I can do that.
Yep, 领导可不好当啊。Paul 终于把 Tom 叫到了办公室准备动手了。咱们赶快接着去听听吧。
礼节美语
Tom Smith 被叫到部门经理 Paul Chen 的办公室
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Take a seat. This is Sue Kramer from the head office.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Tom, there's no easy way to say this, so I'm just going to say it. We are letting you go.
Paul 开门见山，告诉 Tom 公司决定解雇他。在这种情况下，要说
We are letting you go.
而不能说
You're fired.
Go where?
We mean we are terminating your employment here.
You mean you're firing me?
Yes.
Wow. Mind telling me why?
We've warned you about some of your unacceptable behaviors several times now. Also, we feel you are underperforming or not up to the standards we demand here.
Really? How so?
Tom 显得很意外，气愤地质问道
Mind telling me why?
能告诉我为什么吗 ？Paul 解释说，公司觉得
You are underperforming. Underperform, U-N-D-E-R-P-E-R, form.
意思是工作表现不佳。
Not up to the standards.
不符合要求。Tom 很不客气地让 Paul 举个例子。这时候 Sue 开始说话了。
If I might interject here, Tom, your file says that last month you called up a client and chewed him out.Without authorization. Tom, that is simply unacceptable.
You are frequently late, and we've received more than a few complaints about your abrasive style with coworkers.
All right, but I have good explanations for all that. You see,
I don't want to interrupt, Tom, but it's important that you understand that this decision comes down from the top. Paul and I are just the messengers. It would be best if you understood that this decision is final.
Tom 上个月在电话里
chewed a client out,
痛骂顾客
chew someone out,
是严厉责骂的意思。此外，他上班还经常迟到，对同事态度粗鲁。
He has an abrasive style with coworkers.
Tom 还想争辩，素果断地说，这是上头的决定。
The decision comes down from the top, and the decision is final.
是不可改变的。
So, I'm fired and that's that?
Yes, you're being let go. But we would be happy to help you in any way we can.
If you need a general reference letter, we can provide one. But if they call and ask if you were fired, we will have to tell the truth. That's the law.
We can offer a 6-week severance package if you accept your termination.
Fine. I'll pack up my stuff and be out of here by Wednesday.
Thanks for understanding, Tom. We wish you well.
Yeah, please do email me if you have further questions.
Tom 无可奈何地问
So I'm fired and that's that?
我就这么被开除了吗？回答当然是肯定的，公司愿意给他写例行的推荐信，但是如果用人单位打电话了解情况，公司也不可能隐瞒他被解雇的事实。 Tom 同意在解聘书上签字，收拾东西走人。
Pack up and be out of here.
See, Mike.You really need to listen to your supervisor, me. Otherwise, you run the risk of being fired. Well, for example, I really like cupcakes.
Really? With those love handles? I would have never guessed.
Okay, you are on the firing line again.
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。1, 2, 3，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目带孩子单元的终极课程。 Hannah 晚上要和老公去看电影，所以雇了临时保姆 Elliot 来家里照顾女儿 Amber。
During the last episode at the playground, Amber hit another child and stole the ball he was playing with. She sounds like a troublemaker, doesn't she?
可不是嘛，看来啊 Elliot 今晚有的忙了。
Hi there, Elliot. Thanks for being on time. We're just about to leave for the movie.
Hi, Hannah. You know, I love kids. I think I will have a lot of fun with Amber.
That's great. But I should warn you, Amber can be a handful.
Don't worry. I'm a very patient person. Even if Amber misbehaves, I'm sure she won't get on my nerves.
Professor, Hannah 提醒 Elliot, 她说 Amber is a handful. 这是什么意思啊？
You can say someone is a handful if he or she gives you lots of trouble. For example, Paul's girlfriend is really a handful. He has to call her 10 times per day or she complains he doesn't care about her.
原来 a handful 就是那些非常难伺候、总惹麻烦的家伙。不过 Elliot 说自己很有耐心，即便 Amber 不听话，也不会 get on his nerves, 惹他生气。
First, let me give you some basic rules. Amber has to finish all her dinner. If she doesn't, she can't watch TV.
What should I cook for her? Is she a picky eater?
I left her dinner in the refrigerator. Make sure you stand on the other side of the room when she eats.
Why do I have to do that?
Sometimes, if Amber doesn't like the food I make her, she screams and throws it at me.
天啊！Hannah 说，如果 Amber 不喜欢吃什么东西，就会大喊大叫，还会把吃的扔出去。呵，如果让我看这种孩子啊，我每小时得要$100。
I agree. But Winnie, can you guess what a picky eater is?
Picky 是挑剔的意思，所以 picky eater 应该是挑食的人咯。
Correct. And what does Hannah say will happen if Amber doesn't eat her dinner?
他说啊，如果 Amber 不把饭吃完，就不许看电视。
She might throw her food at me? All right. What should I do with her before dinner?
Before dinner, you have to help her do her homework. But watch her very carefully when she is holding the pen.
Why?
If she doesn't know the answer, she gets really mad and draws all over the wall.
What?Well, it's good she's so serious about doing her homework, I guess.
Huh? Amber 不会做作业，就会发脾气，在墙上乱画。哦，这孩子太可怕了。我要是 Elliot, 现在啊，就拍屁股走人了。
I agree. She definitely doesn't sound like an angel.
An angel? 小天使?
Yes. Sometimes if a child is really well-behaved and nice, you can say that he or she is an angel.
还天使呢？我看这 Amber 根本就是个小恶魔。
What should I do if she misbehaves?
Amber can be really stubborn, so it's probably best to just give her whatever she wants.
You mean I shouldn't discipline her at all?
No, don't try to discipline her. If things get out of hand, just call my cell phone.
What time will you be home? Very soon, I hope?
We'll be back by midnight. Make yourself at home.
Elliot 有点打退堂鼓了。这也是，这 Amber 听起来好像一点规矩都没有。
That's right. When parents do not discipline their children, they can get really out of hand.
可不是嘛，对于这种不听话的孩子啊，家长更应该 discipline, 严格管教，否则啊，他们就会 out of hand, 管不了了。哎，对了 ,Professor, Hannah 让 Elliot make himself at home, 这是什么意思啊？
When you have guests at your house and you want them to feel relaxed, you can tell them to make themselves at home. It means to act as if you are in your own house.
就是把这里当自己家，不用客气的意思。如果我家有个像 Amber 这样的小魔王，我就
What would you do?
赶快搬走。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节